This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Large columns of smoke rose over Gaza on Saturday afternoon as Israeli sirens sounded in response to rockets fired into southern Israel by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, a day before the Israel-Hamas war reaches 100 days. More than 23,000 people in Gaza have been killed during Israel's military campaign, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run territory. The war was triggered by Hamas' surprise attack on Israel on October 7th, which claimed the lives of more than 1,200 people. The families of Hamas hostages prepare to mark their loved ones' 100th day in captivity. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Every morning, Rachel Goldberg-Polin grabs the marking pen and in thick black strokes on a masking tape writes down the number of days her son Hirsch has been held hostage by Hamas militants. Then she sticks the tape to her chest. She tells the AP,
"It sickens me again. I never get used to it, which is good, and I shouldn't, and no one should."
23-year-old California native Hirsch Goldberg-Polin was last seen on October the 7th at a music festival in southern Israel. 100 days have gone by since he and about 250 others were taken hostage by the militants who stormed across the border from Gaza. His mother now spends her days trying to bring Hirsch and the other hostages home. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. military struck another Houthi-controlled site in Yemen and had determined was putting commercial vessels in the Red Sea at risk. That's according to a statement from U.S. Central Command. The first day of strikes against the Iranian-backed rebels on Friday hit 28 locations. The U.S. says follow-on action early Saturday.